Welcome back to the Sports World Podcast. I'm Leslie Roddy.
And I'm Ryan Rose, here to talk about basketball and football at both collegiate and professional level. Let's start off with basketball. The NBA play-ins were last night, and here we have a special guest, Jeremiah White, to talk about the play-ins. What was your opinion on the play-ins last night?
I liked the first game, bro. I watched the first game in its entirety, the Lakers and the Pelicans. And I think it's safe to say that if Zion Williamson didn't get hurt in those final minutes, the Pelicans would have won that game, moving on to play the Nuggets. And then that wasn't even the game that really hit home for me for real. It was really Golden State and Sacramento Kings. Last year, we beat the Kings in the playoffs in a seven-game series. Curry dropped 50. This year, we just so happened to unfortunately have the worst roster ever in Golden State history. Curry is the only player on that team who knows how to play basketball the correct way. There's a couple more, but with people like Klay Thompson going 0-for-10 from the field and the three, how could we possibly win? I mean, he's coming up court. There's literally footage of him getting triple teamed up court. They're leaving Chris Paul wide open just to go double team Steph Curry.
Now going back to the Pelicans Lakers game, were you surprised that Zion dropped 40?
No, I told everybody he was going to drop. I knew he was going to go crazy. It's Zion Williamson. Zion is like a freight train, bro. Like, okay, as you got to think of the circumstances, bro. This is win or go home. And not win or go home, but it's win and go to the playoffs and be safe, or it's lose, have to play another team, and then make it to the playoffs. Nobody wants to lose. So that game is very important. But I think that the Pelicans can go and beat the Kings. I need them to beat the Kings.
So tonight we have the Heat and the 76ers and the Hawks and Bulls. Who do you have winning these games?
76ers over the Heat. Hawks and Bulls. I got the Hawks winning that.
We got the Hawks winning. What do you think Trey's going to drop?
Trey Young, he's going to get you a 30-piece, cool 30-piece, maybe 12 assists.
What about Embiid?
Embiid?
But the Heat had Butler too, so.
I think Embiid could give you 36. And as far as Jimmy Butler goes, you know, Jimmy Butler, you know, playoff Jimmy. He's just a different breed, bro.
Yeah.
He plays like a dog.
One last thing about our basketball topic. Caitlin Clark got drafted first of all overall to the Indiana Fever. Did this shock you at all?
No. Okay, I knew she was gonna get drafted to the WNBA. She's a dog. She's like, that's like the best woman shooter like I've ever seen in my life. I've never seen a woman that can shoot like that. It's the first one ever. And it's just nice to know that the WNBA, what the WNBA is developing into, and it's going to be many more greats to come when it comes to the WNBA. So, you know, I'm excited to see it.
That's all we have for the basketball part. Let's move on to football. To start off with football, we have Devonta Smith getting a $75 million contract extension for $51 million guaranteed. How do you think this will affect the Eagles?
He's playing Devonta Smith. I think he's going to play. I think he's going to play a lot better. I mean, not saying that he wasn't already playing pretty good, but I think he's going to take it to the next level and really put forth the extra effort to be at least a top 10 receiver. I think he's a top 10 receiver already, but some people say otherwise. But I think this year he's going to really stamp it and not give anybody any room to say otherwise.
Yeah, so because Devonta Smith, he's a wide receiver too, but if he goes anywhere, he has potential to be a number one wide receiver. Because AJ Brown was a dog last year. Yes. He put up like 100 yards or like 150 yards for like 5-6 games in a row. That, like, by itself is crazy. I think it was like 5 or 6 receptions. Like, AJ Brown is a dog. But, like, having Devonta Smith as your wide receiver, too, having that skill at that position. So I think, is he slot or wide receiver, too?
He's wide receiver, too.
Yeah. So, like, having him there, that's big, big improvement.
Yeah.
Just that's huge because they lost Jason Kelce and Fletcher Cox to retirement, and just having they don't have to waste a pick on a wide receiver. So they can get a center if they need. They can get a D tackle. I just want to know what they'll get in the draft because I don't know who they'll pick up.
I don't know who as well.
Yeah, because, I mean, I haven't seen a lot of centers up in, like at mock drafts. I haven't seen them, like, in the top 32. It's, I mean, there's Caleb Williams. There's, like, six quarterbacks projected to go top 32. They have Marvin Harrison. I think his name's Duke Omangu or something like that.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, the LSU guy. It's going to be – this draft is going to be crazy.
This next season is going to be insane. With the Texans, bro. Okay. They're looking like contenders.
Dude, the Texans signed – what, they signed Joe Mixon. They signed Stephon Diggs. Yeah.
Everybody else that's there now has already been there.
Is Mark Ingram still there?
I don't think so.
He was there. I don't remember if he's still there or not.
Well, I know that. But you got CJ Stroud, quarterback. You got Joe Mixon, that running back. You got Schultz, tight end.
You got Nico Collins.
Nico Collins, Tank Dell. Now you have Stephon Diggs.
Bro, and Willie Anderson, too.
Oh my God.
Dude, I feel like the Texans can compete for an ACC. AFC championship.
They definitely could. They made it last year, didn't they? Or they got really close.
They lost to the Ravens in the divisional.
Yeah, they were one game away from it, bro.
Dude, the Ravens are going to be dogs this year.
They are.
They got Derrick Henry. Dude, imagine having an option with Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Bro, that's...
bro, if they do like a fake, that's 15 yards every time, guaranteed.
You can't stop him because it's Derrick Henry. Yeah, his production was down last year, but like he was also injured. But he's still a dog.
Like if Lamar, say QB sneaks it right, he doesn't have it. He pitches it back to Derrick Henry. Now you have to focus on tackling a freight train.
He's like 6'1", 200 pounds, or like 6'1", 215, something like that. He's huge. Dude, he's insane.
Derrick Henry's a beast. I'm not gonna lie. I think the Green Bay Packers are gonna do something this year. They're gonna be even better this year. Considering, did you see what they did to the Cowboys, bro? They dismantled the Cowboys, 42-16 at halftime last playoffs. And I really didn't expect to see that because okay, it's the Cowboys. They're supposed to be a top team in the NFL. They're supposed to be America's team. You're getting dismantled by Jordan Love.
You can't lie, Jordan Love last year was a complete dog.
Yeah, he was a dog.
Like the first week through week 10, he was a little shaky. But, like, week 11 and on, dude.
Jordan Love is definitely a dog, but you don't expect him to be a Dak Prescott.
Oh, no. Because, I mean, they don't really have options in Green Bay. What, they have Mercedes Lewis that's 2,000 years old.
Yeah.
They got Christian Watson. They got... Who's that other young receiver?
I forget. I know they traded Alan Lazard. He's on the Jets now.
Yeah, he's on the Jets. They picked up Josh Jacobs.
Oh yeah, they got Josh Jacobs now.
They got.
I feel like Aaron Jones was a pretty good running back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really get why you trade him for him.
Yeah, there's no point. They're practically the same. Running back, I think he's just younger. I think that's the only decision. Because, they still have A.J. Dillon, too.
That's pretty smart.
Dude, A.J. Dillon, A.J. Dillon is a great running back. Like, he's a power running back, but, like, if you need him to get 2-3 yards up the middle, he will give you 5 or 6.
Nick Chubb is also coming back next year.
Oh, I forgot about Nick Chubb. Yeah, he got injured. He tore his ACL or something like that.
Yep.
Yeah. I think
Boston had more of a chance. Yeah. He was healthy because when he's healthy, there's not a lot of people that can tackle him. He's pretty strong. I seen him squat like 600. Yeah. It was so heavy, bro. The weights were bending the bar.
He's a maniac. Like just how he runs. You know who else runs? Like that, Isaiah Pacheco.
Yeah, Isaiah Pacheco runs like an angry bird.
Dude.
He's just, I don't know, I don't know, it's something about the way he, like, it's like an anger.
Yeah, there was a story about that. Like, he always used to run like that since he was a child, to like run from something. I don't remember what it was, but there was a story about it. And he came out and like said something. I don't remember what it was, but yeah.
I think the story was like his sister or brother died, and like he runs hard. He runs angry.
Yeah, it was something like that. I remember. All right. Any last words? Anything you want to say?
No.
Anything you want to say, Leslie?
Nope.
All right. That's it for this podcast. Make sure to check out our next podcast. This will be published on Saturday, and hope to see you soon.